Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, hello, and thanks for joining us today at Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm delighted that you're with us here on this Friday. We've been listening all week as Derek Prince has been teaching us about God as a matchmaker, as the one who makes strong and vital marriages. Yesterday, Derek was talking to us about his marriage to his first wife, Lydia. That was one of the most unusual marriages I've ever heard about. When Lydia passed away some years later, Derek married Ruth, and that story he's going to tell today. Dave, thanks for being with us. Dave Holland, one of the producers of our program and a man who brings just unbelievable depth to what we talk about. I'm glad you're here.
Well, thank you, Stephen. I'm glad to be here as well. You know, I love this subject of marriage, and I just came across a little piece of information the other day. The demographers told us that earlier this year, the United States passed a milestone that for the first time in our history, single people outnumber married people.
Yes.
For the very first time in our history. Married people are a minority in this country. And to that end, we know single people are interested in finding that person God wants for them. And that's the free resource we're making available all this week. You can go online and get it. It's a great little booklet called The Choice of a Partner by Derek Prince. Go online and get it. But first, let's hear what Derek has to say.
Derek's got some great things to say, and so let's listen now as he talks to us about his marriage to his second wife, Ruth. Another very unusual marriage, but one in which God taught him the principles we're learning today.
In my talks this week, I've been speaking about the pattern for marriage, which God established at creation, and from which he, on his side, has never since departed. And I pointed out four main elements in that pattern. First of all, it was God's decision, not Adam's, that Adam should marry. Second, God formed Eve for Adam. Third, God brought Eve to Adam. Adam did not have to go out and look for his mate. And fourth, God established the terms of their relationship. And it centered in one essential purpose, that they should become completely one. I've expressed my conviction that all these four principles still apply today in the outworking of God's purpose for marriage. Yesterday I shared with you in a personal way how these principles worked out in my first marriage to Lydia, even though at that time I myself had no real understanding of the principles. By his own choice, God sovereignly brought Lydia and me together, and he then vindicated his choice in the 30 years of happy and successful and fruitful marriage that he granted us together. In Luke 7:35, Jesus said this, "Wisdom is vindicated by all her children." If you let God's wisdom choose and plan your life, God's wisdom will be vindicated by the results that it produces in your life. Today, I'm going to share with you the story of how God joined me to my second wife, Ruth. You'll see that once again, God worked according to his own unchanging principles. In 1975, God called my first wife, Lydia, home. After just about 50 years of intensive full-time service, and I experienced the agony of bereavement. I don't believe that any person who has not lost a lifetime mate can ever really appreciate all that's involved. And I'd have to say that my own experience has given me a deeper compassion for both widows and widowers. It was like something had been torn out of the innermost part of my being, and there was a tremendous gaping hole left. I told God when Lydia was gone that I was willing to live single for the rest of my life if that was his will, and for a while I was quite prepared to believe that it was. About a couple of years later, God began to renew my first calling to the land of Israel, and I was able to go there on a special visit with a group of ecumenical leaders from various different backgrounds. When the rest of the group left, I decided to remain a week and seek God about his will for my return to Israel. In the course of the week, I visited a group of people who had been responsible for distributing some of my books in the land of Israel, and I heard that the lady who worked as their secretary was invalided with a back injury and was in her apartment. Well, the Lord has given me special favor for ministering to people with back problems, and I thought to myself it would be very unchristian if I didn't offer to go and pray for her. I had a young Christian brother with me, and we arranged to visit this lady in the address that was given us. We drove around Jerusalem, frustrated, unable to find the address. I was just about to say to my young brother, well, let's give up. We've done our best. And we discovered we were right outside the door. So we went inside. The lady was there lying on a couch. We prayed for her and showed our compassion and our interest and walked out. And I thought to myself, well, that's a duty done. I really trust the Lord has begun the healing process. And I dismissed it from my mind. The last night I was to be in Israel, I decided that I really must seek God for the answer. And I had one of the most unusual nights of my whole life. I went to bed at 11 and got up again at 6 a.m. next morning. I had not slept a wink. I hadn't even become sleepy. And for 7 hours, God had been speaking to me about his purpose for my life. He reminded me of the promises he'd given me. He assured me that if I would walk in obedience and faith, he would fulfill those promises. And in the middle of the night, he gave me a vision, a very clear vision. I saw a hill that was rather like the slope up to the western wall of the old city, and there was a zigzag road going up the hill, and I realized that this was the way back to Israel for me, and God was showing me that it would be uphill, and that it would not be direct, but it would apparently go from one stage to the next. And sometimes the moves might be rather difficult to understand. But right at the foot of the hill and at the entrance to the road, very clearly I saw a woman sitting in a rather unusual position in a dress of a somewhat unusual color. And I immediately identified the woman as the one that I'd gone to pray for earlier that week. And it seemed to me that the Lord was showing that it was his will for me to marry her.
You know, it strikes me as I listen to Derek describe his marriage to Ruth that God gave them everything they needed or desired as they put his definition of marriage and his standards first. In other words, he didn't seek the things most people seek in a marriage. He didn't go after first the body or first the money or first the way that she made him feel. He went after the will of God. And as a result, they had all those other things added unto them. More to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Choosing a mate is one of the most important decisions you will ever make. So how do you make the right choice? In his enlightening book, God is a Matchmaker, Derek Prince gives practical biblical advice on how to avoid heartbreak by preparing for marriage God's way. Derek shares from personal experience how God led him to marriage, and he reveals how others in your life, such as parents, pastors, and trusted friends, can play an important role when making life-changing decisions. Normally $12.95, this powerful and practical resource is yours for a limited time for only $9.95. Order your copy or get one for someone you love when you call us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Life is not a fairy tale, but there is a happily ever after when you follow God's plan. Order God is a Matchmaker now. And when you do, we'll also include Derek's helpful booklet, The Choice of a Partner, at no extra charge. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thank you for being with us here on this Friday. All week we've been listening to Derek Prince talk about God as a matchmaker, and he's been very, very straightforward in talking about his own marriages, his marvelous marriage to Lydia, which lasted for so long and was such a strength to him and such an example of a righteous marriage. When Lydia passed away some years later, Derek then married Ruth, and today he's telling that story and telling it powerfully. So let's listen now as we learn some principles of a strong and dynamic marriage from the life of Derek Prince.
I have to say that my first reaction was fear. I said, God, are you asking me to marry a woman I don't love? But the thing didn't leave me, so I determined I'd pray for a month before I did anything. During that month, I didn't know it, but God was also speaking to that woman. That's the marvelous thing. And in a rather unusual and dramatic way, God brought us together again. And I shared a little with her about my calling. And the amazing thing was, because of her back injury, which was not fully healed, as I was talking to her, instead of sitting on a chair, she was sitting on the floor with her back against the wall, and she was wearing exactly the dress that I'd seen in that vision, sitting in exactly the posture. So God surely made it clear to me that I'd understood him right. But we made no commitment to one another. We met again in Jerusalem, and this time I related to Ruth what I felt was God's will for us. She responded, but somehow we felt that we had to wait upon God. For reasons I can't go into in detail, we put this purpose of God and the concept of our marriage on God's altar for 3 months. We never corresponded. We had no contact with one another. We wanted to see if God would kill it or bring it to life. And at the end of that 3 months, when we met again, we both knew without question that this was God's plan for our lives. And God gave us full release to enter into a marriage, which he has subsequently blessed in a very beautiful way. As I look back now and consider what has happened in my life since Ruth and I married, I realize how beautiful and perfect has God's provision has been. The Lord said about Eve that she was the helper that Adam needed. And this has been true of Ruth. She has so many skills, so many abilities, such dedication, that I could not now be fulfilling my God-given ministry without her help. Her background was in conservative Judaism, and she had gone to Israel 3 years before I met her there as an immigrant just to live out her life in Israel among the Jewish people and let her light shine there. She had learned the very hard lessons of the life of faith. She'd been tested and tried with poverty, with sickness, and in other ways, and we were ready to share our lives together. Again, in this second marriage, as in the first, the real thing that is so precious is our unity and our harmony. Studying at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem, we spent the summer living in the home of a somewhat older Jewish couple who made no profession of faith either in Judaism or in any other religion. We spent 3 months there in just one room in their home, attending the university every day. After we'd been there about 2 months, this Jewish lady, who was by no means emotional or in any way what you would consider spiritual, began to tell us her impression of us. And she said, "The first day you entered my home, I knew you were special people." She said, "There was a light on your countenance." And then she said, "I have never seen such peace, such harmony, and such unity." We ended up the closest friends with that couple, as good as close as we've been with anybody. But what a blessing and what a testimony to the wisdom of God, that because we obeyed him, because we followed the steps that he took, he was able to make our unity a testimony. We are committed to God and to one another, for Jerusalem, for Israel, for God's people everywhere. Since we made that commitment to God and to one another, the doors that he's opened for us have been dramatic and amazing. He has done things that if I'd been told them beforehand, I doubt whether I could ever have believed them. And I say all this as a testimony to God's faithfulness and to encourage you to believe God for his highest. Don't settle for less. God has got a high plan for every one of his children. Let me remind you very briefly of those four principles of marriage established at creation, which are still valid today. And as I remind you of them, just check on them and see whether you're willing to follow God's way. First, marriage was God's decision. Second, God formed the woman for the man. Third, God brought the woman to the man. Fourth, God established the terms of their relationship. That's what God wants to do in the lives of his believing, committed people today. I say to you once again, believe God for the best and don't settle for less. May God bless you and have his way in your life.
You know, it seems to me as I listen to Derek talk about his marriage to Ruth, that one of the keys to a strong marriage, in addition to everything else that builds a strong marriage, the words, the physical life, the love, the prayer, is that each spouse is committed to the other's destiny and calling. That each one of them wants to see the other one fulfill what they were made to do, to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus has taken hold of them. And that certainly was the case in Ruth's life. She wanted to see Derek be the best he could be and take hold of everything God had ordained for him. And that's what Derek wanted for her as well. Wisdom from the Word and wisdom from the life of Derek Prince. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Of the millions of choices we make in life, choosing a mate is one of the most significant. And yet, with nearly half of all marriages ending in divorce, it appears that we either make the wrong decision or simply change our minds. In his booklet, The Choice of a Partner, Derek Prince explores God's plan for finding a spouse and sheds light on what true love really is. Marriage is intended to be for life, and Derek's powerful booklet, The Choice of a Partner, will help you better understand how to find and stay with your mate until death do you part. It's such an important resource that we want you to have a copy absolutely free. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Both the call and this helpful resource are absolutely free. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or request your free copy of Derek's booklet, The Choice of a Partner, when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us here on this Friday. Joining me today is one of the real pioneers of Derek Prince Ministries, one of the men who's really stood with Derek throughout the years. David Selby is both the former president of Derek Prince Ministries, as well as the current chairman of the board, and a man who really has been a guiding factor in much that is Derek Prince Ministries. And so, David, thanks for being with us today.
That's good to be with you, Stephen.
And we've been hearing from Derek about his relationship with Ruth. You were clearly there during all that time. And I really would like to get sort of a non-Derek perspective, get a perspective from somebody who was there during that time. How did he talk to us a little bit about what you observed in his relationship with Ruth? And you might start with how he approached even the decision to marry her and his sense of the leading of the Lord.
Well, I think you've covered that pretty well in the book, but some of the things that I remember, Derek came to us as a family and said that he was considering a lady called Ruth Baker, who was living in Jerusalem. Ruth came to stay with some friends in Fort Lauderdale. We had an opportunity to meet her then. I remember one of the things that Derek was concerned about was how the family would respond, and I remember Derek and Anna getting together and Derek introduced Anna to Ruth, and he was very pleased that she was supportive of Ruth. I think that was important to him, and so that was my first exposure to Ruth, and I was very excited for Derek because he was not a man that liked to live alone, and I think God knew that, obviously, and provided a wonderful mate for him.
Well, it does seem like she was a great fit. I mean, she had been a former Marine, if I recall correctly, and and she really had a sense of taking care of Derek, protecting him. Do you remember anything about how he sort of recognized her ministry in his life? Many men have a hard time welcoming the ministry of their wives. They tend to reject that. But I remember Derek talking to me as I wrote the bio, or as I was researching the bio, very much about how he saw that she had a ministry in his life, and he welcomed it. Do you have any memories of that?
Well, more along the line of working together in the ministry. I worked a lot with Ruth over the years, many, many years. And I have to say she was very dedicated to Derek, very dedicated to the ministry and seeing the work go forth. And it was a delight, really, to see the support that she was to Derek. And I can't say enough about how good God was in giving him Ruth for that particular time, because I think without her, I don't know that the ministry would really have grown the way that it did.
Well, she seems to sort of kept him on track and protected him. You know, one of the things that really touched me as I was doing the interviews with him there in the last years of his life is the way he would cry over the memory of his two wives. Obviously, one after the other. I don't mean to indicate they were obviously married at the same time. But he loved them both dearly. He had dear memories of them. And he also was able to say, though, and this was sweet to me, you know, they were as flawed as I was, but they were precious to me as God's gifts. And I wonder if you have any memories, not of insider stories, that's not what I'm looking for, but of Derek's acceptant, merciful nature towards the humanness of Ruth and towards the need that every husband and every wife has to sort of, you know, get around the rough edges of their spouse.
Well, I think the things I remember about Derek and Ruth, Derek was such a gentleman. And I know this isn't answering your question about the rough edges, but it just comes to mind about how he would just defer to her and would open the car door for her and really be a gentleman. And that was a real example to me. They had their difficulties. I've been in meetings where he's had to speak harshly to her. He was very much in control. But at the same time, he was very tender and very compassionate and very loving towards his wife.
That's wonderful. David, we've only got about another minute or so, and I want to change the subject just for a moment and have you look out from your perspective of years over Derek Prince Ministries, spread out throughout the world as it is, with national offices in so many nations, and now the radio program just reaching so many people. Now, what do you see? What moves you? What touches you? What do you see sort of as something that comes from the promises of God in Derek's life?
Well, of course, the mighty ocean is what comes to mind. I just returned a couple of weeks ago from our international meeting in Europe, where all of our directors came together, and we come together once a year. And the thing that excites me is to see the young men that are coming forth as leaders of the various offices globally, who are so committed, they're so excited about continuing the outreach and getting the teaching that Derek had so laboriously prepared out to the nations. That excites me. I see the future of Derek Prince Ministries as long and bright and clear. It's wonderful.
Well, David, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us and helping us understand a perspective on Derek's life and also on Derek Prince Ministries today. Appreciate your time.
Great to be with you, Stephen.
And I want to say to those of you listening that we probably don't mention it enough, but one of the great privileges of my life was writing a biography of Derek Prince. And if you want to learn more about both Derek and the wonderful contribution that David Selby made to the course of Derek Prince's life and ministry, you'll certainly be able to find it in the biography that, by the way, you can find out more about at derekprince.org. Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. What a wonderful time. For everybody at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again on Monday as the legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's encouraging book, God is a Matchmaker, give us a call toll-free. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is just $9.95. And when you order, be sure to request your free copy of Derek's insightful booklet, The Choice of a Partner. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order both resources securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.